Okay, if everyone can take their rom-bums, open up to, girls, take your rom-bums, open up to Perek Zion. Perek Zion has a lot of interesting little minhagim or things for Rechus HaMazon. We're going to skip some of the ones that don't really apply as much. I'm going to start a little later in the Perek, then go back to some of the ones that are more applicable. But this Perek, I'm going to spend a little less time on than the other ones. So if you go to Perek Zayin, I'm going to start today with Halacha Tes, a specific halacha called the food fight halachas. So listen, I call them the food fight halachas, but they have to do with, the Gemara mentions that there are four things you're not allowed to do with bread. And the Rambam quotes all four of them. Okay? Four things you're not allowed to do with bread. There's a little bit of a debate what you're allowed to do with bread, but we'll get back to that later. But there are four things mentioned in the Gemara, and the Rambam quotes that in Tainus, and the Gemara Rambam quotes that. Okay? Perek Zayin Halacha Tes. Ein manichim basar chai ala pas. Pot again is bread. You're not allowed to put raw meat on top of bread. This is before they knew about salmonella. The whole point is it just makes it disgusting. Right? You don't want the bread to ever become ruined. Bread has a certain status. It was the ultimate meal food. All the meals surrounded by bread has a certain status, so we don't want it getting ruined. Okay? Ve'ein ma'avirim. This is one a lot of people don't know, but it's actually, it can happen all the time at your meals. Ein ma'avirim kos malei ala pas. You're not allowed to take a full cup of liquid, meaning a cup that has liquid in it, and pass it over bread, a pitcher, it's open. You're not allowed to pass it over bread because you might spill on the bread. It's an actual halacha. You're not allowed to, if you have bread on the table, bread over your meal, make kiddush, take the kiddush cup around the challah, right? You're not allowed to pass any open beverage over bread. That's a halacha. It's a gezera from the rabbis. If it's covered in a way it can't get wet, that might be different. But your challah cover is not going to prevent it from getting root. So if it's like that, maybe. But the point is, if your bread has the possibility of being ruined, this is an actual halach. A lot of people don't know. You're not allowed to pass any open beverage over bread. Okay. So that's what we said. So we have there. Ve'in sovchem esakara v'pas. You can't sit there and take a plate, tray, or something, and lean it on the bread. So this is a little bit of a matter of debate. In halacha, the way we follow, I'll explain why later. It's only if that has a possibility of ruining the bread, but we'll get back to that later. Okay? So you can put that there. Ve'in zorkim es hapas. You're not allowed to throw bread. We start the food fight part. You're not allowed to throw bread. We have to get to that interesting minhag. Do some people have that minhag to throw bread after hamotzi to the other people? Some people have this when they make hamotzi on Shabbos, they throw the bread. So we'll get back to the different people. We'll get back to that. Okay. Ein zorkim es hapas. You're not allowed to throw bread. Just to make this clear, the technical halacha is, we'll get back to why that custom might be a little bit different for some people. But the technical halacha and the real halacha is you're never allowed to throw bread, even if it won't get ruined, right? So I remember once we were like setting up for, you know, at a yeshiva, we're setting up for a meal and they're throwing the challah to other people to put on the table. And I'll have to do that. Can't throw bread ever, okay? V'lo asecha tichos, you can't throw the pieces of bread either. V'lo es ha'achlin she'ein lahem klipim. And then he goes into other foods. You can't throw other foods that have no peel. Kagon, tutim, strawberries, thank you. Te'enim, figs, va'anavim, grapes. Pnei she'heim nimasim, because they become disgusting. To make this clear, the halacha is, straight out in the Shulchan Aruch, if some food, bread you're never allowed to throw, ever. Okay, we'll get back to the defenses of that custom for the hamotzi, but you're never allowed to throw bread. Other foods, you cannot throw them if they're going to get ruined. if they are not going to get ruined, you can throw them. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about a walnut. You have a hard shell. It's not going to get ruined. If you're indoors and you have this, you know, thing about catching grapes in your mouth, you know, that fun little activity that some people do. So, and it falls on the floor and you could just wash it off. It's not going to get ruined. So that's a little bit different. But we're talking about where if something hits the floor, it will be ruined. There's a possibility of it being destroyed. That is not allowed. The reason for all these halachos, bread has its own kavod, which is why you can't throw it in general. But for all these foods and for the things we don't want the food to get ruined, there are two issues here. One of them is called hefsed ochlin. One of them is called causing a loss to food, making food get lost and unusable, which in many cases might fall under the Isser in the Torah of Baal Tashchis, that you cannot have things be destroyed for no reason. And there's another thing called Bizoyon Ochlim, not to cause embarrassment to food, which really is more of a halacha for bread because of the higher status that we give to bread as well. So this is the different halachas here. So why can't you do it for these fruits? Again, Mipnei Shehem Nimasim, because they become disgusting. Umutar lahamshich yayin betzinoras bebeis chasanim. You're allowed to. What they used to do was a very common thing. They would have pipes, and when they had like the wedding or the beis chasanim during the Sheva brachos or something, they would have these pipes, and they would flow wine through them. It was kind of like a bracha. The flowing of the wine was a bracha. We'll get back to wine later. But the basic point is those pipes, you were allowed to do. They would fall into something. The wine wouldn't get ruined. Pipes are clean. But the basic point is they would throw the pipes. They would have wine go through the pipes for that as well. Okay, you can throw in front of them like walnuts and roasted grain or whatever it is during the summer months. Right? Because in the summer months, not as dirty, the ground. But not during the winter months, because they become disgusting. Even the things with the shells become so muddy and disgusting, you're not going to eat them. So therefore, you wouldn't throw them. This is where the minhag of throwing at an ofref, or a Shabbat chatan, right? So whatever you call it, they throw food at the chasan, right? Everybody knows this, right? You've all seen it. So you're only supposed to throw foods that, you know, they usually take wrapped up things so it doesn't get ruined. I was once in a yeshiva for Shabbos and the women sat up high and somebody decided it was really smart to take saran wrap and put it around popcorn and throw it from up high. And there was popcorn everywhere inside the Sefer Torah. They had to actually remove popcorn from the Sefer Torah. That actually is not smart. That is usser because that will get ruined. Okay, but we throw tend to be wrapped up candies. And as we sit there and people throw them so they won't get ruined. And then some people try to throw them so they can hurt the chasan. But besides that, you know, that's not a good thing either. But we try to do ones that don't get ruined. Yeah. Yes, so we're going to get to throwing out bread in a little bit. Yeah, excellent. If it's gross and nobody can eat it, it's unusable. So then, yeah. Okay. We'll get that. Okay. Let's finish off the Rambam. The ain no tlim yadayim b'yayin. You should not wash your hands with wine. That's considered to be wasting of wine. Okay. So, bein chai bein mazuk. Whether the wine is wine in the old days, here when we come and we get our wine in our bottles, they're already previously diluted, watered down, right? In the old days, when they made their wine, they would sell it. You got yayin chai, which is non-diluted wine. And then you would have mazug, which means that it had it was diluted afterwards. You would dilute it afterwards. So it doesn't matter what type of wine it is, whether it's diluted, whether it's not diluted. So that is, you're not allowed to wash your hands with wine. You're not allowed to get rid of other foods and drink in any way that is embarrassing. Beita literally means to kick, meaning like you're shoving it away, like you're showing it's not important. So you're not allowed to do anything to these foods that cause any embarrassment at all whatsoever. Mishneh Berurah quotes the famous opinion that a lot of people quote as halacha, that if you find food on the ground, you're supposed to pick it up. So what does that mean? So a lot of the poskim, a lot of the poskim say that you don't literally have to pick it up. You don't have to take it home with you, you know, bring it somewhere. But you should move it to a place where people won't walk over it, because we don't want it to become embarrassed. Obviously, no, most people aren't going to eat it. You're sitting in the street, you find a piece of bread or cookie. Okay? So you can move it over. You can do it with your foot. But you move it over in a place where people won't sit there and mash it up and turn it into something else. So, yeah, but you're kicking. You're not destroying it. You're not, like, stepping on top of it. So they talk about that if you can do that. Obviously, some food in the streets is so disgusting and diseased, you may not want to touch it. But the basic point is, if you have the ability to move over something, then you should do it in some way if you can do it, so it doesn't become stepped on or trampled upon. So that was the famous halacha over there. Annabelle, then Aviva. Yeah.
We kind of have this concept in, like, Judaism and everything, but what is it with, like, embarrassing
So food, and we say the one thing we care about most is bread because it's our main food. But the food itself is not going to be embarrassed. It's an inanimate object. It's not going to be embarrassed. It's about the way we treat food. We should respect something that gives us life. And therefore, we should show the proper respect. And that's where the kavod for food comes from. Okay? Aviva's next, and Mar. Yeah.
Are you able to give your bread to a dog?
Oh, so we're going to talk about giving regular food to animals. That's a famous case. We'll talk about that. Excellent. That's coming up. Who's that? Oh, Laura. Again, if you see a piece of bacon, you're probably not going to touch it, because that's going to go all over your hands or your foot, and it's something. But I'm saying, like, if you see a nice, you know, normal piece of food, it's not so moldy or bad or whatever, you want to move it over, would be a nice thing to do. Because that prevents the bizayon of the ochel. Already ruined. It's already ruined. Yeah. So what about throwing out bread? Bread specifically, because you're never allowed to, besides throwing it, throwing it in the garbage. What's the story? So there's a famous thing that the concept of hefsed ochlim, of worrying about other foods getting destroyed, according to basically all poskim, doesn't apply to any food that's less than a kezias, and doesn't apply to any drink that's less than a revis, those two classic amounts that we always talk about. So it doesn't apply to a food that's less than a kezias. If you have a bunch of crumbs left over from your meal with bread, you throw them directly in the garbage. It's not even a question. You have a little bit of liquid left in your water bottle, and dump it out. Doesn't matter. We're going to talk about what happens if the liquid tastes bad now, or obviously you're going to dump it out, or if you have you don't want it anymore, we'll get to that. But just in general, there's no issue at all. Okay? There's no issue at all. If bread is more than a kezias, so they suggest throwing it out of the kavod, again, that we give bread, which is our ultimate sustenance for life, to wrap it up before you throw it out. This way, it's not being thrown directly into the garbage with the other garbage. It's wrapped up in a way that gives it more kavod. There are some people that won't waste any bread. It's more of a Kabbalistic thing. And I know people, they'll just, like, throw it outside for the birds, so at least somebody's eating it. But you could also do that because you like birds. But, you know, the basic point is that that's a little more of a Kabbalistic thing. Yeah.
What if the bread's already ruined?
So if the bread is completely ruined, yeah, so it's going to get to me, or asked that before also. So if the bread is, let's say, moldy or whatever, you just throw it out. It doesn't matter. If it's completely ruined, you just throw it out. You don't have to worry about it. But if it's edible, we're talking about edible things, where the concepts of bizayon ochlim, or maybe even baltashkas, technically, why is it not, why can you throw it out? That's a different reason why it's not baltashkas. But it's not embarrassing the bread, quote unquote. Yeah.
They took every single crumb of the bread off the table and they put it into a plastic bag and to, like, separate it.
Right. So it could be because of this. It could be that there were so many crumbs together. It equaled the kazayas together. It was like a pile of crumbs that was massive. Like, I don't know. I don't know. You understand? Like, you have to understand, like, you have a quarter of a normal challah roll is like a kazayas, right? So it may look like crumbs. They may have just been small kazayas. You're supposed to, if it's a kazayas, you're supposed to wrap it up before you throw it out. Put it in a bag, put it in a piece of paper, a tissue, something like that. Okay, girls, we'll stop here for today. Thanks. Okay.
God, I'm so hungry.